Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, my sisters and brothers from different corners of the world, welcome to another episode of Youth Station. I am Asma, and here with me I have...
I am Vita at your service.
Yes.
This is my pleasure to be here in Youth Station again.
So happy to meet you again,
me
Vita.
Me too.
How are you?
Thank you very much.
How are you doing?
Good, well, yeah.
By the way, she's getting close to going to university.
Yeah, exactly. 2 months.
Yeah, and she's going to be a
counting
doctor.
The days.
Yes, wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Now I'm telling the future. You're going to be a perfect doctor.
Thank you. But I don't want to disappoint you, but I don't believe in fortune telling.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it depends on me to be a good doctor or not. You know,
yeah.
The way I will do, I don't know, my...
But based on what I know about you, then I say you're going to be a perfect doctor.
It is because you know my personality. It doesn't mean that you are palm reading or something like that.
But trust me, there are some people who have the power to do that.
It is not a power. It is a knowledge. It is not.
Okay, knowledge is power.
I know knowledge is power, but the thing I want to tell you is that when there is one knowledge, there is one science that everybody can do that,
mm-hmm.
it's not something special. For example, if you're telling me
no,
that
it's
there's
not
something
everybody.
Like palm reading. What? Why not?
See, the palmistry thing that you're talking about, yes, maybe many people can do.
So what?
And they read some special things. I've been through that, you know?
Yeah, I haven't.
But I have been because at the time when we were at university,
yeah.
we had to do an article about it.
Yeah.
It was related to linguistic,
mm-hmm.
the way they were sharing things with people.
Exactly.
So it has got some rules. For example, if this line is chained, then this is going to happen. If this is, I don't know, broken, this is
These
going
to... These are nonsense. Complete nonsense.
See, they're beautiful. I guess they are just for, you know...
Which beauty can
passing
you define
time.
In that thing? I cannot
passing
understand.
Passing time together. You know, if as a friend you come to my home, then I know how to, you know, they drink the coffee and then they read that, that cup of coffee.
Exactly.
So this is beautiful. If as a friend I can do that for you, you would enjoy that. And it's just for passing time. You know what I mean?
Don't do that to me.
Now, Vita
I
is
really
very decisive
sort of
on being...
Yeah. I'm a skeptical person in that kind of domains. You cannot do that to me.
See, Vita, sometimes we do things for the sheer purpose of entertainment.
But this is money that we are senior
no,
society.
No, no, no. I told
persons.
You, as
yeah,
friends,
friends
to friends, it's going to be only entertainment. But yes, money, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now that is the whole story.
Yeah, exactly. The whole story comes from the point that you are telling some... I don't know. I think it is a dirty thing to you're cheating people.
You know,
you're telling them
they,
I have the knowledge, but
they
you are just...
sell people's future to them.
Actually, there was a really beautiful research. It was about a kind of hand reader,
mm-hmm.
and his hand reader was telling to one people something about their hands, and exactly and absolutely the opposite thing to other person.
Okay, leave it there. Let's go for a short break, and then
okay.
we'll be back to hear the rest of the
course.
Story. Thank you, dear listeners. Stay tuned. Welcome back, dear youth. We are talking about fortune tellers, and Vita was telling a story. Okay.
Yeah, I was telling you that.
I was adding to the suspense of your
story.
Yeah,
exactly. It went a cliffhanger. As you know, as I was telling you, there was a hand reader that, you know, tells the opposite thing to one person and the other thing to another person.
Yeah.
And after, I think, 3 years or I don't know, I'm not sure about the exact number. And it was like the person who was told the opposite thing was going through that road. And that was really interesting that you are going through a road because you have it in your background of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not about telling you exactly what future is. It is a way that you would choose something, you know. When, for example, someone tells you that you will be a good doctor, it's like a persuasion to go through that road to be a good doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think this is a playing with your mindset and so on. This is
I believe I understand what you say, Bita.
Yeah.
And yes, to some points it is true.
Why again to some points?
because there is no doubt that there are some special people in this world who know something about the future.
You were talking about the people who have the insight to see the future or something.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with them. Actually,
but they are
because
sort of mystics,
different,
you know,
and they're rare.
Yeah, they're rare and different, and they're sort of mystics.
And you know, they don't use this kind of power to actually tell the future.
This is the point. Yeah. Those who have the real news and those who are the mystics, they would never tell anyone about those things. They will never let the beans out.
Why? If I don't know.
Because, you know, it is the operation of providence, you know.
Yeah.
It is the ways of world. We have to leave and see things coming on the spot. We don't have to know what is going to happen. And by the way, Bita, was it good if we knew what is going to happen?
No, it wasn't. It was like that you know the whole story of your life and you are acting as it should be, you know.
Yeah.
You cannot change anything or something, but we
have
the wheel.
It would have been miserable, you know.
Yeah.
Because we knew at what point we're going to lose who and at what point we're going to, what is going to happen to me. And
maybe we're just spending our whole life to try to avoid these kind of situations.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the problem, you know.
Yeah.
I think, do you believe in fate?
Yes, fate exists.
Yeah, I do agree with that one. You can change some details, but you cannot change the whole story.
Yeah. Now
because
that is as tragic as it might sound, but it is the truth.
It is, because your will is limited under the strong will of God.
Yeah.
And you know, but I think there is a beautiful thing for you to achieve. There is a perfection that you have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
When you are sitting around and you think everything will come to you, it's your problem. It's your fault.
Yeah.
You have
nothing
to change your mindset.
Nothing comes easily.
Yeah.
You have to try
You have to
hard
go
for
through it.
It. Yeah. Bita, why do we go for those things? I told
fortune
you the
telling.
First reason was entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
This is something attractive and nice.
I think we always seek for something that we cannot have. And this is counted as them, I think. For example, you cannot know your future. You are limited to know that time that will come after now. And because you have a lot of greed in yourself, this greed will make you do that.
And I would add another point, you know, another reason for that is being disappointed.
Why?
Being,
about what?
Being helpless makes you go for every single thing that comes in your way.
So losing hope, you mean?
Yeah.
Losing hope in future will make you do something like that.
No, see, I have lost hope already. Then I go for those things in order to seek hope, you know?
Yeah,
I'm begging hope from people. But I am actually going for the wrong direction. What if I go to Allah, seek refuge in Him, and then ask Him to give me the hope that I want to have in my future? Because sometimes life gets so black, so black.
I do agree.
You feel like there are walls all around you, and there's no way for you to get out of it or to escape it. And then you feel like you are in need of a single sentence that tells you there is hope for your future.
Yeah.
That's why you go for those people who read the poems or whatever, the people who can tell you about the future. But unfortunately, many times we cannot achieve what we want.
Exactly. And you mentioned God and the love of God that you have to have in yourself and you have to feed your soul with that. Another thing is believing afterlife.
Yeah.
Which is really, really, really important. You know, when you know that there is something more than what you are saying, there is something more than death, there is something more than the lifetime you have in this world, it will feel like, okay, if I can't take it anymore, that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It will pass.
Yeah.
One day I will die.
Exactly.
And death is in our fate, in all the people's fate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the point.
Yeah, that's why when we are kiddos, when we are younger, we believe death is a harsh thing. It is very much sad and bitter.
Yeah.
Because we think that death is the end of us. But as we grow older, as we develop that much of knowledge in ourselves and get that much of insight that death is the start of the eternal journey that we have ahead of us, then death is no longer going to look bitter.
Exactly.
It sound as a new journey.
And I think another thing which we have to grow in ourselves is that satisfaction of life.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you are disappointed, and this disappointment is something unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that, okay, there is bad things, there is good things at the same time. There is always, I don't know, a way out of this.
You There's have to have that self-contempt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another reason for going for these fortune tellers,
yeah,
I guess, is the fact that you remember when we were children, we saw those movies and cartoons that then you made a wish and then the morning when you woke up, it came true, you know?
Yeah.
We still have that urge. These unknown things are usually interesting things to us.
You know, and we miss something really important, I think, curiosity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And as you know, I believe in metaphysical things because there exists something beyond what we see, beyond
exactly.
what we feel, beyond what we touch. And this is some metaphysical contents and whatever. And there exists something, I don't know, some creatures, some whatever. And, you know, they are actually out of our reach. And because of our own curiosity that we have as human beings, and so natural, we feel like, okay, we're going to go through that.
Though all of us hate to know about the bad parts of our future.
Exactly.
You know?
But again, we take this risk.
And we take this. Wow, this sounds so...
But, you know, it's not taking risk because all the palm readers are like, okay, you will be so successful.
Oh, you'll be affluent.
I feel a positive vibe from your hand.
Yes.
You know, and because they want money.
Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, we're talking about fortune tellers and how they sell us our future.
There was a big cliffhanger that you wanted to tell us.
Yeah. I wanted to mention a dark side. But then sometimes some people go for these superstitious things and they do some ugly stuff, you know what I mean?
Which is absolutely forbidden in Islam.
Yeah, which is absolutely forbidden, and it is going to turn their life into a wrong way.
Yeah.
It is going to change it totally. And then plenty much of bad stuff is going to happen to them. Life is going to turn into a bitter thing. So these are the things that we should actually ignore.
Yeah,
we shouldn't
exactly.
go for them because these are the things that are going to destroy our lives.
You know what? I think, again, we reached the point that you have to seek knowledge of living, actually. When you have the knowledge of life, when you know something that is more than that fortune teller, you have something more. And
exactly.
you don't need to go there.
Yeah.
You know?
I am attached to Allah. He is going
exactly.
to be there for me, and He is the sole power of the universe.
It is.
So if I do believe in these things, then I won't go for anyone who's going to give me some nonsense about my future.
You told me some beautiful if you believe this belief and how we have to strengthen this belief in Allah and so on will help us.
If we have practiced enough of that connection with Allah, then in those dark moments, the light that is going to be lit in my heart is going to be His name, and then melting in His name is going to help me cope up with difficult situations. Then I won't go for anyone from the outside.
Exactly. And there is a beautiful verse that tells us Allah is the only source of peace for
exactly.
our hearts.
Yeah.
You know?
A person with so much of deficiencies and weaknesses, just like me, is going to tell me about things that is out of their control.
Exactly.
And it is related to Allah. So to wrap it all up, well, it's interesting. Talking about future, hearing about it, I don't know, reading the palms of your hand, I don't know, reading the cups of the coffee or whatever. These are cultural things, I guess.
Yeah,
the differences between different cultures. Because, you know, superstition has got different faces.
Yeah.
In different countries, it differs. So all of them are interesting, but let it be there. Let it be just an entertainment, not more than that. Don't let it destroy your life, and don't pin too much of hopes upon that, because all of these things at the end of the day are going to be nonsense because the one who's writing your destiny is Allah and the one who can change it is He Himself. So that's the whole story. And I hope every single one of you have a perfect future.
Nice.
Today's episode is finished. Like always, time is flying so fast when we are in Youth Station. And it is so hard to say goodbye.
Yeah, it
is. But we have to.
Then, it is the fate.
Yes, it is destiny.
Yeah.
So thank you, dear listeners. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.